Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm your host, Owen Benjamin, and I'm joined today by two very special guests. One is my beautiful, intelligent, and not you, Walter, your mom.
Thank you. Hello.
My name's Amy.
Yeah, that's Amy. She's, I figured just because today we're going to do, and my son, Walter, he's a zero-year-old. Today we're going to go over some sets where I, you know, the big bear started to roar a little bit, and I thought my wife could add a softness to it that might, cause sometimes my, pods can get a little aggressive, and I thought, you know, she could really bring in her beauty and calmness.
Thank you. I just hope you can hear me, cause I know sometimes I can talk really quietly.
As a woman should.
No, don't say that.
It's a joke.
I'm offended.
I know. Thank you. It's all good. So this Dr. Grins, I was in Michigan, and five of the six shows were just some of my best shows. And I have all the audio and the video, and it's so high quality. I got to give a shout out to Seth Shapiro, who recorded all the audio.
Yeah, the sound is incredible on them.
Yeah, it's to the point where I can definitely put it into an audio album.
Easily.
And for those of you in the UK, the tour is coming along. I have my first date, August 30th.
We're so excited.
Yeah, we're going to do eight cities. Amy and Walter are coming.
I like how I say we're excited, like I'm doing the show. But no, we're just tagging along. We're going to be groupies.
Yeah, Amy's going to be a groupie, and Walter's going to be my tour manager / roadie. He's going to develop a real bad drug problem. And thanks for all the Patreon support. We got a couple more this month, patreon.com/WDTL. And thank you for supporting our sponsors, our sponsor, blueapron.com/Owen. You get a nice discount. Amy, how much do you like?
Oh, I love Blue Apron so much. It literally, like, it made me a better cook in the end, which I didn't anticipate. But I, like, know how to prepare ingredients so much better now after using it. Even like when we're not cooking those exact meals, but the meals they send are just so delicious, and I can't rave enough about it.
Yeah, and we're not bullshitting.
No, it's like the best food you've ever had. Like, we don't have a lot of places that deliver food to us, or like not like a ton of restaurants next to us, and this place is like, it makes you make restaurant style meals at home. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's insanely good. And if you use Owen, so blueapron.com/Owen, you get your first three meals free shipping. And most meals, even after that, average around $10
and it easily
feeds three people.
Yeah, and there's no waste with it either, which is really cool.
The only waste is you not doing it. So to give you a little background, like right now we're in Gig Harbor, where Amy's from, and it's beautiful. I did a Periscope yesterday jogging in my favorite woods. And by the way, I love the Adirondack woods. So me saying that this is my favorite woods says a lot. It's like the Ewok village. Every tree is just massive. All right. So are you ready to witness your husband be a complete animal?
Yeah. I mean, when do I not witness that though?
Okay. So bear in mind, I always have to remind this to people. When I do episodes where I'm not killing... It's like even in the show we're looking at, it's still a good show. So don't think I'm like just a monster, because I never even thought that people would think that. But occasionally I'll have friends be like, dude, you like suck at comedy now? You used to always kill. And I'm like, no, I just show you the low light reel. But, you know, I'm not even ashamed of this. Maybe I will be after I show it to my peaceful, loving wife. But okay, let's set the stage.
I'm kind of nervous. Like, am I going to see something really...
No.
Is it going to make me think differently?
Maybe. It's going to make you think I'm a piece of shit. Okay, here's the... Okay, so there's two shows...
I'm already going to like this one. It's titled Sophie.
Yes, this clip is... I'm just going to show you the difference in crowds. Here's the show, the Friday 8 o'clock show. This is just the beginning. I'm not going to play you the whole joke, because I'm going to do it for the next one, for the show that got a little crazy, but this is how it should sound. Yeah, it's just...
All my dogs were having some interesting issues, you know, because relationships take work. And this little dog, Sophie, she's amazing. She's so sweet. Literally, it looks like she's smiling. You ever see a dog that looks like it's smiling? And you're like, whoa. And she'll come up to me and be like, like, I'm like, hey, Sophie. And she's like, and she'll lick my knee. She'll just start licking my knee, like, softly. You know, not like normal dog stuff. She's like, and I'm like, that's so cute, you know? And she looks at me like, I'm like, okay.
Okay, so that you can just tell that crowd's kind of rooting for me. And then we'll go to, there we go. This is just labeled Sophie Bomb. So, and I ignore how hostile the crowd is. They're wasted. And there's like maybe...
What day was this?
It's Friday Late Show, which is always a questionable show because they work.
And I mean, I would be drunk at that show after a work week.
Yeah, and I always had my core people that were good, but there was this one dude who wouldn't stop giving me the finger and yelling at me, and...
That's rough.
Yeah, and so when I'm talking about Sophie, I want to hear what you think, Amy. Okay. Do I overreact? I think I may overreact.
Okay.
You know, one of my dogs is so sweet. She always looks like she's smiling. She's like goofy. You know, she always comes up to me like she's smiling. She's like... I'm like, oh, hey, Sophie.
Did you hear the quiet?
Yeah, it's so quiet.
Yeah, and I just did a goofy face. And bear in mind, at no point am I insecure about myself. I'm just registering tells.
It's quiet. I even said noticed that before you said anything.
Yeah, and I'm talking about a goofy dog that I love. So my male instincts are kicking in as well.
Well, they sound like they're drunk and maybe thinking about other things and like just out, like they're removed.
Yeah, and they're also openly talking at points. I hung with this crew of dudes after. They were awesome. They're like your brother's age. They were, I think they were at the Army Academy, whatever that. Yeah, and they were just like engineer style, like awesome dudes. But
engineer awesome.
Yeah, but it was a young crowd, and I think that there was some drugs and some booze involved. And so check this out. All right, let's keep going.
And it's just so innocent. And then she comes up to my leg, and she will lick my leg, not in a slobby way. Like, it's almost, like, gentle. Like, it's almost like, she's like. It's, like, almost, like, tender. You know, and I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
By the way, I made a mistake on that. It sounds like I said Tinder, but I'm really saying tender.
Yeah, no, it did sound like Tinder.
That's another thing, is when I review some of these things.
You leave out keywords or something.
Well, I see the mistakes I make. Yeah. That's one of the reasons I started doing this podcast is it sounded like I just said Tinder, which doesn't make any sense. But I was trying to say tender.
The thing about Sophie is she wears you down a little bit. Like, because like over time, I'm a pretty open-minded guy. And I'm like, she doesn't have a lot of sex.
Oh, I skipped a part. Well, I'm just going to describe it because we have a lot of stuff to go into today. Sophie like licks my leg and she tries to hump my leg. And then I'm like, no, Sophie, you get out of here. And she's like, oh, you know, you want it. Amy, validate that this is a true story.
Oh yeah. Sophie's a humper and is always wanting to hump her leg. It's happens all the time.
She's a full blown perv. If we pet her too much, she'll need to fuck us.
Yeah. I'm like really hoping she doesn't start doing this with Walter.
I know.
It's coming. It's coming though.
Yeah.
Options. There's only three total dogs. You know, she's lonely. She's got anxiety. She's anxious. She needs a release. And so one day she licked my knee really tenderly, and I looked at her in the eye, and I saw trust. You know? And I was like, all right. Why don't you go for it? Because, you know, because I have two shins. I don't even think about them. Like, shins are like, what do I do with your thin? Or your shin? Like, what do you even do with this shin? But my shin is like such a tool of happiness for Sophie. Like, she gets on there.
Bear in mind, I've never done the shin reference. Like, because when I'm not getting laughs, I just start digging for laughs. And usually it works. Like, I'm
tangents.
Like, yeah, I'm like, shins. I'm like, because that should have gotten more of a laugh. I'm like, I don't even think about my shins. I don't know. Last time I thought about my shins, you know, I'm just trying to mine them for happiness. Yeah. And it just isn't coming.
I'm wearing shorts or anything. I had pants on. I had protection. You know? And it's the way Buddhists describe nirvana. Like, she started, she just disappeared. She wasn't Sophie anymore. She was the universe. You know? Like, it wasn't even sexual. It was spiritual. Like, she was just, you know, it was a Pink Floyd song. Like, she's out. And I didn't like it, but I did not like it. It was indifferent to me, but it made her so happy. Like, she just fell asleep after. And I was like, all right, I can do this. And then she would do that. She'd come over, lick my knee, And I'd be like, all right, I know what you need. Why don't you give her a ride? And then one day she came over and just started humping my leg, but she didn't lick my knee. And I remember thinking, I remember when you used to kiss me before you fucked me.
Okay, that's the punchline. And it's not that people aren't laughing hard enough. It's that there's groans and judgment from a crowd that I find already disrespectful.
I personally, like, I can't see that or hear that from this.
I know, that's the problem is like it's mic'd from the back.
It was quiet to start, but there's, like, people laughing.
No, yeah. And I keep them on board for the show, but you're right. But you can't hear, like, where the audio, it's recording through my microphone and then the back of the room, so you can't hear people go, oh. Mm. And these are people that are, like, talking and being dicks, so I have this crazy tick where I'm like, you can't disrespect me, or you can't judge me.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, you can't judge me if you disrespect me. I just have this, like, craziness about that. But anyway, let's keep going.
I've seen a counselor. Apparently, we both have intimacy issues. It's not just her. I guess it's also me. Do you guys know I'm joking about the end of that? That's all right. Maybe it's just not funny. I don't know. You guys are looking at me like, well, I'll just see a counselor. I'm not. The humping thing's real, but it... I don't know. That was weird. You guys are looking at me like, oh, that's weird. It's like, you've all let a dog fuck your leg, and I made it funny. If you have enough dogs at some point, if you're hammered enough, you look down, you're like, what's tickling? It's just a dog. Right then, you're like, oh, Jesus. It's not that crazy. It's not like you fucking the dog. That's orders of magnitude crazier. There's people in this room that have done that. There is. Statistically, there is. There's someone in this room that's fucked a dog, and they looked at me with judgment. Nice. Married? You guys...
All right, so...
So from my point of view, it looks like the crowd was fairly with you, and then you made it real weird at the end.
Yeah. I mean, I clearly am... I just projected there.
Yeah.
Because I was being... That was me being insecure, because I'm like... Because I wanted to tend it.
You did.
Where I'm like, how dare you judge me? You guys have fucked dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Like, but okay, bear in mind, there's a dude who's already given me the finger. So this is me kind of exploding on the guy a little bit for giving me the finger. Hang on, which part's this?
Because my life was on the line.
Hang on, give me a second here.
My life was on the line. You're so dramatic.
Well, that...
You just pull up a quip, a quick clip.
All right, here we go. Check this out.
Right. Oh, I wrote this song. No. Just give me the finger.
You know I'm 6'7", right?
All right. Before I say this again, you got to understand the visual. I wrote this song, and the guy just goes no, and he's holding out his finger at me, and everyone can see it. I all right, here we go.
Right. Oh, I wrote this song. No. Just give me the finger. You know I'm 6'7", right? There might be an optical illusion going on, but I'm a monster. Yeah, but you're a limp 6'6". I don't know what's going on, man. No one's said that aggressive shit to me in a while, so I don't really know how to react. But I like it. I like that about you. You know, you got a lot of good times. What kind of music do you like? Let's make up.
By the way, I'm already trying to make up with him. Huh?
Yeah, I thought you handled that nicely.
Yeah, because you've seen things. Remember that guy that just got out of jail in Pasadena?
Yeah, that was horrifying.
But you got to admit that this rarely happens to me, where people like actually say threatening things.
He said a threatening thing?
He's being threatened. Well, he's giving me the bird, and he's a stranger. I don't know. Yeah, it felt threatening. All right, here we go.
What's your favorite song or band? Well, talk to me. It's not that hard of a question for Mr. Opinions. Because I know you want to talk, but now let's have a real conversation. Like, I want to know what you like.
Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty?
By the way, that wasn't the heckler. That was a chick who's fine. It was only, the whole thing was between me and one man. And one thing I will say that I'm doing well, though, is I am keeping it kind of silly.
Yeah, totally. It's so important. Because otherwise, if you, like, make it too serious, like, off the bat, like, if you don't give them a chance, then you kind of ruin the fun for the crowd. If you keep it silly, then the crowd can still have fun with, like, the disruption.
Yeah, and another thing I've learned recently, remember when I went to that comedy show with Jason and Saranac Lake, just some random guys? Just sitting as a crowd member, not as, like, I watch a lot of comedy, but it's as someone who's about to go on stage or someone just watching a buddy. But I just went to this comedy show at a bar, and I didn't know the comedians, and they were awesome. And I just sat there like a audience member in the front row with my brother, and I realized it is sometimes very hard to not say something. Mm-hmm. Not say something, but like be like, that's so, like, yeah, totally.
Blurt out something. Because if you're truly in the moment, like, it is hard to remember that, like, you're surrounded by other people. Because, like, I know I've been, like, in the crowd, especially if you have, like, a drink, you just, like, you're really enjoying yourself, and you just want to, like, blurt out something, like, oh, that's great, like, I can totally, like, that happened to me yesterday, like.
Yeah, totally, and I feel a little guilty, not from this show, because this guy was insane, but there has been times in the past where people have talked, and I've kind of just skewered them, and if they're being at all, I don't know, I'm pretty, you got to admit, though, I'm pretty good at, like, when they're positive, I try and reinforce it.
You're positive, but you can sometimes, like, you, there's still an element of, like, you wanting to stop it, so you do, like, shame it a little bit.
Well, yeah, but I don't start it until it's, like, it's, like it takes, like, five times.
An example of, like, a positive shaming would be, like, ah, that's good, like, no, keep doing that, I like positive heckles, you know, I get it, like, you're drunk and you're horny or something, like, and...
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
like,
you've seen me do that.
Yeah, like,
yeah, with women, I don't attack as, like, at all, really, until they really cross the line. But men, it's a
like
different story.
Spit at you.
Remember that chick spit on me?
Yeah.
I just
It's about my dog Sophie. It's called Humpty Dumpty. What kind of music do you like? Be honest with me.
Dracula song.
Never mind, that's another comedian's.
Dracula song. Sarah
Marshall. Okay, I don't know it. I'm sorry. It's all good. What kind of music do you like? Now he won't fucking talk. Jesus Christ, I hate this fucking guy. All right, here's a song I wrote called Advice for Millennials. Because they never got to make mistakes, but fortunately I did. And I love my mistakes because they brought me here to this wonderful night with you people. And last show I got to say that with a straight face because it was so fun. But I'm not even being sarcastic. Like, I do love you guys. It's just, you know, there's some weird energies. This is called Advice for Millennials.
Okay, so that song ended up going well. That's why I'm not playing it, because this is a bomb episode. But that quote's actually from Amy. That was her cheers this Thanksgiving. She said, cheers to our mistakes, because they brought us here, and here is awesome.
Yeah, it's paraphrasing.
What did you say exactly?
Cheers to our bad decisions, because they brought us here or something.
Nice.
I don't know.
Yeah, mine was a little...
I was also paraphrasing something you had said previously, so...
I don't know.
It's all a
full I'm giving you the full blown credit though. All right, here's I cracked the whip on him a little here.
It's called. It's they don't. What's that, bud? I got a point. No fucking shit. You know this isn't fucking social media. You don't get a voice. I have a microphone. Like, does the world really think that you could just be like, hey? It's like you're a darkened audience. And that was positive. I love that guy. He's like, you got a point. But, like, you don't need it. You don't need that. No. And some of you guys are like, yeah, it's equality. People confuse equality with entitlement. Does anyone want to talk about that?
Yeah, see, this is me you know, they're poking the bear. And so then when the bear starts roaring, I start talking about things I actually want to talk about. And one of them is, I don't think people know what equality means. Like, women already have equality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have all the rights. So what are they marching for? Like, what? Someone said something about a pussy in a bus in the 90s? Like,
gay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I get it, Walter.
Is that really why people are marching, though?
They don't know. No one knows.
I stay very moved. Like, I've never really been into following media or news. I think it's very negative. And now that I have a baby, like, I just fully am disengaged. I don't know why people are marching.
Well, the one march that I get would be... abortion staying legal. I understand women marching for that, but you see these videos where it's like, what are you guys marching for? And they're like, you know, it's about equality. And it's like, what do you think you don't have? You know what I'm saying? It's like, and if there's a vote in a state to ban something, that's democracy. Like, what people want, the narcissism is getting so out of control. We're like, you're part of a group and groups get to decide stuff. And it's like women can have any job a man has. In fact, they have more opportunities a lot of times.
Why would you say more?
Amy, you've told me you got it. Well,
no, I'm just curious.
Like
in what circumstance?
Okay, let's say you're applying for an engineering master's degree, hypothetically. Mm-hmm. And a white male and a Hispanic female are applying. Don't you think you got an advantage?
Totally.
Yeah, by the way, Amy has her master's in engineering, and it is an advantage because there isn't as many women in engineering. So they try to, like, help women get into the field. So if anything, the only laws in the books are against men. Even though, don't get me wrong, there's a ton of issues that women face, and I personally think it's more about demeaning mothers and, like, women with babies and women that have to work and support a child. I think that is deeply disturbing that our society has put women in this position where there's so many single moms that are just working themselves to a degree that I can't fathom. And I think that men have failed women in that sense where, you know, if you have a child with a woman, you have to support them. And I don't think that, I think feminism sometimes can lead women off, or lead people off that path where everyone's focused on women being corporate tycoons and moms. And like, I don't know how a human being can really do both without kind of losing their mind.
Well, you would lose your mind, or I think the more realistic thing is that you wouldn't be able to give each 100%. You'd have to sacrifice in both areas.
Yeah, because men aren't asked to do that. Like,
no.
Because people that don't have children and don't have nannies, like Amy, for example, we don't have a nanny or a... you have no idea how hard it is on the woman. Like Walter was up last night from 1 to 4 in the morning, and he will sometimes just scream if he's not near her breasts. And, like, he needs her to live and to not freak out. And, like, her mind can sometimes be completely devoted to her child, which is amazing. She's an unbelievable mom and an unbelievable wife to me. And I would support her. Like, she's going to start doing this clothing thing soon, and I'm not only supporting, I'm seeding. I'm throwing down some seed cash. Mm-hmm. Like, I support any opportunity she wants to pursue, but just know that I could never do both. And I'm a pretty smart, pretty strong guy, and I could not have a baby clinging to me all the time and pursue comedy. And it isn't that I get to pursue a dream or she gets to pursue a dream. I wish I was home more, and I'm on the road doing comedy to make money for our family. I do enjoy my job, but just like her, she sacrifices a lot to be a good mom. And but you can't do both. You got to pick a lane. And this gender war isn't a war. It should be a coalition between all genders where we all, like, function together as a unit, as a team.
Yeah, we have to, like, choose better words to describe movements because, yeah, like, gender war, it's a very dividing term. It sparks, like, rage in people.
Yeah, completely agree. All right, let's keep going. Yeah, because men have instincts to protect women, like, fact. And the only time you ever feel these, like, misogynistic feelings are, A, you had a weird childhood and your mom, like, was weird, or you have a tiny little wiener and you're super insecure, or...
Walter just really responded to that last one.
Well, he's got a hammer on him, this kid. Or the third way is if women keep provoking you by saying how sexist and misogynistic you are when you work. Amy, don't you think I work hard for you and the baby?
You work so hard, like, it makes me cry sometimes because I feel so bad that you work so hard.
Yeah, and by the way, that's pretty common. Like, men will work themselves to death. Like, my brother climbs 150-foot trees. And he's a teacher and he's a dad to, like, provide for his family. So when these movements keep attacking men, the only thing that'll happen is men will be like, well, fuck you guys.
Yeah, they'll bail.
Yeah, and that's not good. And we have to stick together because my family is the most important thing in my life. And I can't imagine if me and Amy were at odds with each other and fighting.
Yeah, like, I read this really great quote yesterday, but sorry if we're going off on a tangent.
No, that's the whole point of podcast.
It was, like, really good, but I didn't agree with, like, I guess the main point of it. It was a quote from some, author. I forget who it was, but it was pretty much just saying that, like, women are, like, are way more advanced than men, which is, like, I don't I don't think.
No, true. Of course like, that's really not cool. True.
But then it had like some really funny points. Like if you, the thing was like, if you give a woman like something, she'll make it bigger. And in that sense, it is kind of true. Like,
well, they have, they have advantages. Like women have things that men can't do well completely, but men have things that women can't do well, like fight wars, build highway systems, you know, like men are very task oriented and women are more community oriented. Yeah, this? Of course. Okay.
So this is by William Golding. He's a British novelist, playwright, and poet.
Sounds like a fucking queer.
I think women are foolish to pretend they are equal to men. They are far superior and always have been. Whatever you give a woman, she will make greater.
By the way, he's trying to get laid with this. He's either a complete homo or he's trying to have sex.
This is the part I thought was like funny, okay. And also it's good. If you give her sperm, she will give you a baby.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If you give her a house, she will give you a home.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
If you give her groceries, she will give you a meal.
I actually like this guy.
Yeah. If you give her a smile, she will give you her heart.
Yes.
She multiplies and enlarges what is given to her. So if you give her any crap, be ready to receive a ton of shit.
Actually, I completely agree with everything you said.
But, like, I don't like the first part of it.
Same here.
Like, I was almost going to, like, post it. Like, anyone really cares about what I post. But the first part, I just, like, couldn't agree with. Because I looked at Walter, and I was like, I don't want to raise him to think, like, I am better than him. Or that, like, his future sister that we have not conceived yet, but maybe, is better than him. Like, and I look at that, not necessarily like a grown man, because grown men can, like, have confidence. But you look at, like, a little boy. I don't want him thinking that, like, he's lesser than a woman.
Right. And I think that we're raising little boys to think that. And I think it's really weird.
It is.
Because all those jokes are true. Like, women will make your house a home and they will turn us. They'll give you everything if you love them. And it's like, they're magic. The womb is the closest to magic we have. But men will also give you the fire to grow that. And it's like, don't exactly. ever take away a man's worth just to highlight your own value. And there's a real problem with that. And it's just crazy.
It's just all about teamwork.
Yeah. It's like saying the running back's better than the linebacker. Exactly. It's like the linebacker. It's like,
you need one for the other.
I know. It's like, it's actually very non-female to talk like that. It's more male. Like, men get a little more peacocky and like, I'm better than you. Women usually have a better sense of the big picture, and that's why a lot of these feminists actually act like men, which is weird. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep it going.
Quality. I get to also play in the NFL. Now, you have the right to try out. If you guys don't... Do you want me to personally explain what I'm saying? Because I don't fucking care. We're in Grand Rapids.
All right, so check this out. This is when... So I made a little montage of when things escalate. Bear in mind it ends fine, but just like, I get dark.
Yeah. Here's a quick one. My blinker's on. Please let me merge. My lane ends in 500 feet. I will be fine. He doesn't budge, but that's okay. I still have time. 300 feet. Just let me fit. 100 feet, you piece of shit. Still working on that one. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Yeah, being good at things matter, you know? Like, I'm better than you at things.
But I'm focusing on the one guy.
I play the piano, too. Yeah, or else you're racist. No, dude, I think it's going to get so crazy that people are going to think they can speak another language. They're like, Anya. I'm like, what the fuck are you saying? Why can't I speak Japanese? That's coming. People are already doing shit like that. Everyone's a fucking physics expert. Well, according to the research, I'm like, I've seen you shit your pants. You don't. Good times.
So I didn't play that whole thing because I go into a bit. But the bit got a laugh, but it was like about the, you know, they proved, my physics buddy is like, I am they. Like the ego, the narcissism. All right, here we go. Because it gets crazy. You'll see.
I like being a comedian because people give me, usually give me respect. It's so funny saying these jokes during this show. Like, I can't even say that. Like, I didn't even realize that. Fucking... I like being a comedian because people treat me with respect.
I'm holding up my finger.
Jackass. Oh, he's already gone? He had to fucking check his Insta to see if people liked his crazy fucking pic meme shit. Fucking idiot.
He's now back.
How great would it be just to fucking be able to just like hurt people? Like really cause pain. You know, if I just fucking stabbed him. Like when that, not to kill him or anything, but like legit pain. Like you stab him. And you could just be like...
100%.
Well, like, no, but I make it funny.
But like, I just don't feel like what he's done is like warranting this reaction.
He stood up and started like moving around and stuff and knocking shit down and the whole crowd was upset with him.
Well, then he just needs to get kicked out.
Yeah, that was one of the issues. Yeah, but you know, here we go.
All right, we're good now. Because it's almost like currency, like how much the dollar is worth versus the yen. I'm like... I think a stabbing is worth a fucking, like, a public ridicule. Because my stab joke, the ending was fucking amazing.
Yeah, you messed up the snap joke.
I'm like such a fucking artist that I'm like, you ruined it. Like, you ruined snapped. He's like, eh. And now I just want to stab him. Like, just, no twisting. I'm not trying to cause permanent damage. I'm not trying to hurt organs. All right, there we go. It's true, but whatever. Should I close on something else?
That's another jump cut. But yeah, I'm not even mad, really. I'm just trying to dig out of the hole.
Interesting.
All right, Amy's judging. Here we go.
Dude, last show was so good. I wish you guys were at the 8 o'clock show. It was like packed. Everyone was like...
Okay, in my defense, what makes me funny is the fact I don't have an agenda and I don't like... Like my thoughts just become my words and usually that is what makes me funny. So sometimes it's a double-edged sword.
Totally.
And now I'm like literally telling the crowd... That's like telling someone you have sex with. It's like, you should have been with me with the last girls. It was great. And I'm not even saying it to be a dick. I'm like trying to tell them like, guys, like this could have been great.
Right, you're just like a sociopath? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
That's
not
very
nice.
I
don't even know what that means.
All right, so then keep your fucking mouth shut. I'm just kidding. No, she actually has a point. All right, here we go.
Like jobs and stuff. Like, they literally related to, like, people, like, trying at life and, like, laughing. You know, when people are just like, dude, well, fuck it, right? It's like, no, don't fuck. Like, if you work hard and you have babies and stuff, like, you just don't act like that anymore. And I just love people that, work at things. Like, even if someone's just like, hey, man, I like to whittle wood. I'm like, thank you, man. Thanks for just doing something that isn't just reinforcing your own fucking narcissism. Is he gone or is he back? Oh, he's on his phone. He's literally on his phone. He's on his fucking phone.
All right, my head is now slumped in defeat, but I'm also screaming in elation.
My poor baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just reinforcing his own ego instead of doing anything productive with the world.
Like, there's that scene in the movie where the hero triumphantly blows his own brains out.
Yeah, when I realize I no longer can function in the world.
I gotta close. I'll close on something else. This is too long. I'll do something else. Dude, attention span's such a bitch. Do you guys like the Coldplay premise or no? I'm not trying to hurt you. I want to make you happy. If I bail on a premise, it means I think you'll get bored. I swear to God. And this is like usually my closer. But you guys are looking at me like, say dick or pussy or punch. And I'm fine with that. I'm an animal too. I get it. But like, do you want something else or do you want the Coldplay thing?
Tupac.
That isn't on the table. Like, that wasn't one of the options.
Okay, that's getting a joke or a laugh, but I actually was wrong with that one. Because I did say, like, do you want something else? Actually, because I didn't give options. Yeah, we're both kind of right, but fuck it. Here we go. I was just asking for help, so she had it right.
I'll do this. No, I have, like, 5 closers, though. I've done this for, like, 16 years, but...
That's me bragging because I'm insecure.
Because I'm a great comedian, you're a great audience. But there was a miscommunication when someone... gave me the finger and told me to go fuck myself. I mean, I don't know what to do at that point besides stab.
It's funny.
And then he just bleeds out. He's like, why did you stab me? I'm like, I don't even know. I don't know why I did. I don't know why I did either. I really regret it. He's like, but I'm going to die. He's slowly dying. And I'm like, I didn't want to be a murderer, but And then I'm just like right after he dies, I'm like, yes. And then I high five everyone. It's like making your way in the world. And I'm happy that he's dead. But the whole me crying was I wasn't real. I'm like, I regret it. No, I don't. Fucking 7 billion of us. Let's fucking get out the eraser.
You're the guy go, yeah.
I'll put it in your little bowl. Kid. We'll wrap it up. I wish I was an indoor cat, to be honest with you. I want someone to take care of me.
Did I get a leash?
Did you get a leash? Dude, you're taking this shit real far. But I'm down, man. I'm down. I don't have a safe word, bro. All I have is a little knife. I got a tiny little knife. Hopefully it'll be in his body. Little knife.
It's important that people do know I am smiling.
Yeah, he is smiling.
So I'm not actually making a threat.
I still don't like threats. I don't like violent threats.
I don't either, but...
For me, like, I just have never liked it when I've been in your comedy shows and you threat... Like, when anyone threatens violence, it makes me, like, sad.
Me too, but I like the word stab. All right, let's keep going.
Only if you stab someone with a really small knife. It's only really horrifying and creepy if it's big. Right? No, I mean, I'm serious.
Okay, hold on.
What?
Like, that whole time you were picturing a small little knife, which I also agree is really funny because it just, like, it's like poke. Like,
yeah, it's more
like
of a poke.
Like a thumbtack almost, just like something stupid to, like.
It's so funny you say that because that's what I compare it to in this
But, movie. Like, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
or a needle.
We're meant to be together. But, like, the whole time, like, I was picturing, like, a huge knife.
Right.
And, like, to me, that's just, like.
Yeah, no, keep it. Change that.
It's almost like, ow. Because it's such a horrific act with such a little climax where you're like, it's like, geez, did you just stab me, bro? And you're like, I'm not even bleeding. You got your little knife. I thought it'd be way crazier. I've been thinking about this for years. It's like, dude, your knife is literally small and thin. Like, that's more of like a pin. You stuck me with a pin. It's like, but it did.
The phallic symbolism is obvious.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Hurt at all? Kind of. Okay. Do you want to stab me again? I feel bad. Has anyone here been stabbed?
No.
No one can speak for the group. Someone just goes, no. Does anyone understand, like, how crazy that the world's getting? No. Someone literally goes, no.
Well, they're just trying to participate.
Like, that they can speak for everyone because they have an iPhone. Like, that's insane. Someone's been stabbed in this room. Someone's fucked a dog.
Yeah, no, but you get, all right, that time wasn't me being, that was me being funny. I was setting up that joke.
Yeah.
No, because I had a slight point. I go, has anyone in this room been stabbed? And someone just goes, no. Like, they were speaking for the group, but I wasn't actually mad. I was just trying to pop a joke. I was trying to get a laugh.
That's good.
All right.
It was me. But I was a little kid, man. I was being abused, and I took it out on my dog. I fucked his mouth, and it bit my dick off.
I was trying to use a little self-deprecation.
Write a Yelp review? I'm a person. You can't do a Yelp. I really didn't enjoy being provoked verbally at a comedy show in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was Old Yeller.
Old Yeller? Oh, that's funny. That's awesome. That's great, man. Thank you for that.
See, if it's at all even coherent, I don't mind if people talk. Because that guy was great. I became friends with that guy.
Yeah, that was super funny.
Even though I'll never say what I'm saying ever again. Like, can you imagine me, like, writing down these jokes? Like, man, I really got to write about stabbing a stranger and fucking a dog. I'm like a clean comedian. I've done Leno 9 times. Hey, I'm Owen Benjamin. Hey, what's up with popcorn? And then you put me in this dark-ass dungeon-like environment, and this dude's like, I'm like, I won't fuck a dog. Because I'm not lying. I'm just reacting.
All right. I just want to get to this part. Hang on.
I cut his pinky toe. Yeah, he's dead. I stabbed this guy to death. I do empathy exercises. I'm like, no, what would it be like to be fucking stupid and drunk? Maybe I would say that too. Maybe we're all the same. Maybe we should hug it out. All right. This next song, I promised myself I would never play it again. Because a very special someone died from a very special knife. Yeah, he's dead.
I think that is so funny, man.
And I've been in prison for 20 years. And no one's been able to hear this song, and everyone's been like tweeting all the time, like, we need it bad. And I'm like, I'm in jail for stabbing a monster. And everyone started rallying around me. I appreciate all the support. You're like, yeah, but you took away a monster. And I'm like, I know. The government doesn't know that. They saw my little knife as a threat, not as fucking the freedom weapon that it was. When I cut his fucking, when I cut his pinky toe, and he died just from that, because he's that weak. He was a hemophiliac. He had no platelets. So it wasn't even my fault. Like, it was this tiny little thing, but he had no platelets. How would I know that? You know, like, how do I know he doesn't have platelets? Like, if you're a hemophiliac, wear a t-shirt that says, bro, a nick will fucking kill me. I just really did a little tiny nick, and he fucking bled out. Like, I'm a monster who cut his artery. Dude, he doesn't have any platelets. His parents are fucking brother and sister. I'm not judging them. It was a different time. You know, it was the 1990s. All right, here we go. This next song, you may remember this one from back in the day. It's dedicated to the wonderful people at WeAllHemophilia.com. It's called OTPHJ.
Okay, so I'm clearly having a bit of a meltdown.
What I want to, like, point out that no one can see except for me and Owen is that the last pause we had, Owen's head was slumped in shame, and now he's, like, beaming up, like, neck fully outstretched, like he's obviously won the crowd back.
Like, I dug my way to China.
I want those, like, two still images next to each other, like the peaks and lows of a comedy show.
Yeah, think about how many times I've dug my way to China with you.
Yeah,
we're like, we've been in an argument, and I just went one direction until you love me again. Right. Yeah, check out this quote. Say it.
I love you guys. Good night.
Yeah, like, I never lost the crowd, even though I started rambling about stabbing, but...
Yeah, and, like, fucking dogs.
Yeah, I mean, but there were some dark moments. There were some moments when I thought, I was like, man, what am I talking about?
You're a real nutcase. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's funny. I am a nutcase, I guess. If nuts have a lot of really healthy fats and proteins.
Yeah.
And vitamin D.
Yeah.
Vitamin D, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So we're going to bounce, but this has been a lot of fun. I'm at Vancouver tonight, Friday, Saturday, and then Iowa, and I'm off the road for April, but I have a bunch
of
dates.
I'm really excited about.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to put in some more family time. Hugepianist.com for tour dates, and tweet me, at Owen Benjamin. And I set up my own Why Didn't They Laugh account, WDTL. Podcast at WDTL Podcast on Twitter. And yeah, let me know what you think. Let me know about all this stuff. I like interacting with you guys. You guys are very intelligent.
Yeah. This podcast listener base is very intelligent. No, you guys are really smart. I'm always, like, flabbergasted at the emails Owen receives. Like, you guys are so educated and just well rounded.
Thoughtful. They're thoughtful people. Yeah. So yeah, patreon.com/WDTL. BlueApron.com/Owen. And then, yeah, and I also have Case Closed Beers Open. Another episode goes up this week. And I started that Twitter as well, at Beers Open. Because I'm trying to segment out my social media. So, you know, Why Didn't They Laugh is for the intense psychological human nature, politics stuff. And then Beers Open is the silly stuff. And then the rest is just family stuff and stand up. And I really appreciate all the support and love you guys are giving and putting together that UK tour. And things are going good and almost done with the book. Amy, what do you think of the book so far?
The book is so, it's so good. It's so, like, heart-wrenching, and Owen's an extremely good writer. So
I got a little knife to her right now, but it's the size of a pin. It's a thumbtack. It's my penis.
Yeah, it's the size of a thumbtack.
No, but Amy can actually, like, she's a tough critic. Like, she actually is a valid source. Like, you guys legit will dig it. I've been working on it for 2 years.
Even if anything, if Owen's writing skills don't impress you, like, at least you get to know all the ins and outs of our relationship. So we're really laying it all out on the line.
Yeah, there's some intimate stuff in there, and both dark and wonderful. All right, I love you guys. Why didn't they laugh at gmail.com if you want to send me some emails. Peace.